guys. I'm like laughing. I'm laughing at myself because this is like the fifth time I've hit record and I didn't like any of my intros within like the first 5 seconds. So I decided that I was just going to pursue this with a little bit of just owning the messiness, because if you guys, especially if you listen to Witch Doctorate, like you've seen me messy, it's fine. We all know each other here, right? So what we're going to talk about now in this episode is Libra season. And I know it's late. I'll probably release this, you know, late on the 27th. I'm recording it right now on the evening of the 27th, but we've been in Libra season since, I can't remember if it was the 22nd or the 23rd, but we've been here for a minute. So I'm sorry I didn't get him out right away. I had every intention to. I like knew it would be late, but there were a couple of nights where I just was tired. Like, and mentally I clocked it in that I would do it then, but I think I'm still kind of feeling like the after effects of some of the retrogrades, which I'm going to talk about, but also like I just needed a second to catch my breath, because we come into Libra season, right? And everything is talk about harmony and balance, but Virgo season is the grind, right? Virgo season is so busy. And to expect that we're just going to shift gears and go from busy to harmonious is not the case. You go from Virgo season and you work your butt off, and then you hit Libra season and maybe there's less work to do, but you're still doing energetic damage control for running yourself ragged. And then I have to say too, I think it's kind of a rough time for empaths right now, because a lot of the people that I'm talking to and close to and just like, you know, like psychic gossip, basically like empaths are having a hard time right now because there's a lot of agitation going around in the collective. And I've noticed that there's a lot of like transference happening. So people who have something pent up or kind of like finding ways to make digs or lash out in ways that aren't like necessarily called for. So a lot of people have been experiencing that, or even just picking up on the anxiety of people, whether or not you're being lashed out at. Even if you're just dealing with someone who you know is having a hard time, you can't help but pick it up. So I feel like empaths are super, super sensitive right now. And part of that comes with, you know, that shift from Virgo season to Libra season, right? We're supposed to be focusing more on our own sense of harmony. And like, you can't just change like that. Like there's a tired moment. There's a moment when you have to be tired. So yesterday when I was going to record this, I took a bath and I watched, City of the Dead. It's like the Walking Dead spinoff with Maggie and Negan. I don't know. I don't like, if anyone wants to talk about The Walking Dead, we can talk about The Walking Dead. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm a fan. I like The Walking Dead. I like Sister Wives. I like Invasion. It's on Apple TV. It's about aliens. Okay, I'm going to stop. So I want to talk about what we have coming up astrologically. And in 2 days, so on the 29th, September 29th, we have a full moon in Aries. And this full moons in Aries, anytime the moon is in Aries, but especially during a full moon, Aries energy is like, whoa. It's super in your face. It's super quick moving. It's all about taking initiative. It's, ruled by Mars, which is the planet of war, right? So Aries energy is just like really impactful. And that can be a good thing if you have something to focus on and if you have ways to stay busy and you have just like a pretty good handle on how you're feeling. But if you are feeling a little messy, or if you're feeling uncertain about something but anxious to make a decision, or if that's true of someone happening around you, there can be this agitation that builds up. And there are people in my life who I always just keep track of when the moon is in Aries, because I know they're going to be edgy, like just edgy, not mean, just edgy. So when we have the full moon in Aries, and this is a super moon, the last one of the year, people are going to be super edgy. It's not going to be normal edgy. It's going to be super edgy. So just watch out for that. like within yourself too. Be cool. Don't be a jerk. There's going to be all this energy to work with. There's going to be all this abundant fire. It's like King of Wands, Queen of Wands energy. Like, where can you kick ass right now? But remember too that full moons are about release, right? So built up tension, built up frustrations, like that all comes to the surface because it needs to be worked out. So if you know there's like some shit that needs to be dealt with in your social life or whatever, try to do it before the Aries full moon, because the actual moon itself is going to be charged. But then once that full moon starts to kind of leave and the moon goes into a waning phase, it's going to kind of take away all the bullshit that like culminated up until that point. And also too, if you like start a project, it's going to take that project and help you sort of figure out like how to push it forward. Now, I will say with initiations, like new moons are great, but I think it's kind of stupid to think that full moons are only for release. Like they can be about harvest and abundance too. So don't let the fact that it's a full moon deter you from setting an intention, but it's a great time to release and shed too. So moving on from that, on October 4th, we have Mercury moving into Virgo, which I love because Virgo season, I talked about this a little bit, had the animals coming through. I had a really cool thing happen. So I kind of mentioned there was this baby hawk that I think is living in my yard because I see it so frequently, but it's not a threat to the crows because it's too small. So it'll like try to dive bomb the crows, but they just kind of like, meh. Like they make this like, I don't know, like F you and crow sound, but they don't freak out. If a big hawk comes, they all gang up on it and dive bomb it and chase it away. So that's not happening. It's a baby crow. So anyway, David Crowe, my crow friend, for those of you who don't know, he was on my balcony outside my office and I left him a peanut and I was just sitting on the furniture in my balcony hanging out. He was eating his peanut. We were just like vibing. And then he made that like little FU noise like rah, and flew away. And then that hawk landed on my like on the railing of my balcony, and the way that the sun was hitting it, its eyes, like I have a lucid picture perfect vision of its glowing orange eyes. It looked like the most amazing sunstone, or like if you took a really beautiful piece of like fire opal and held it in the sun, like it was glowing. Oh, I'm getting the chills talking about it. And it looked me in the eyes. Like we made eye contact and it felt like time stood still in the sense that I like had this moment where we were like holding and looking at each other, but also my immediate instincts kicked in because I was like, fuck this hawk. Don't come at my crow like that. So I stood up and I was like, hey, in like the scariest voice that I could do. And like right after I did that, I was like, oh, but you should have waited at least a second. So what I'm getting to is the animal messengers have been great through Virgo season. And that all continues when Mercury goes into Virgo because Mercury is the planet of messengers. So don't worry, the animal messages are still going to come through. And very interestingly enough, I have a like client turned friend, because I feel like so many clients and me and like listeners and all you guys, we stay up to date with each other on Insta. And so he messaged me. I had a dream about Hecate. Like, I don't know if it was about Hecate, but he was like, I had a dream where I was at this location, which like he and I had discussed before as possibly like significant to past lives. And in a previous conversation, and so he was dreaming he was at this place, and then like three wolves came. And I've had dreams before where three wolves came, and when he said that, I immediately thought Hecate, and he thought it was Hecate. And then a couple hours later, I was getting in the car, and I'm in Portland now, right? I'm not in LA, and we get coyotes, and three giant coyotes walked across my driveway from like one side of my front yard to the other side of my front yard. And I was like, that is so cool. That is like such a great synchronicity. And also I was like, damn it. I don't want the coyotes in my yard because I got little voodoo. So I'm in awe of all these predator animals, but I got babies who can't protect themselves. So, it, you know, it's very complicated for me. So I would also say, too, if you have animals at home, when Mercury goes into Virgo, they're going to need more interaction. You're going to want to talk to them more. Get them puzzles, get them something to do, because if they're bored, they're going to start acting out and you don't want that. So make sure that, especially if you have a meeting or something, figure out what it takes to keep the animals busy, take them for an extra walk. Make sure that your dogs and cats and ferrets and whatever, I think ferrets might be illegal. I think they're illegal in California. If any of you have a ferret, I would love to hear about your ferret because I always wanted one, but it'll probably never happen. Can you guys tell? I'm like all over the map today. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be. I'm going to have a sip of my water because that'll calm me down. You guys are like, oh, thank God. A moment of silence. Finally, she shuts up. Okay. Circle October 7th in your calendar as a day to like get yourself a treat or celebrate or buy yourself something pretty, because we will finally be clearing Venus's retrograde shadow, which has been such a nightmare. And so many relationships have been ending all over the place. Romantic relationships, professional relationships. People are just parting ways. And part of that is eclipse season, which I'm totally going to talk about as well, because we're almost in it. But we clear Venus retrograde shadow. Celebrate. Hurrah. October 11th, Mars moves into Scorpio. It's going to be great for sex. It's going to be so good for sex, but also people who aren't going to get, like, people who get mad when they're not getting laid might, like, that might be more of a problem. So make sure you're taking care of yourself, or you have a partner and you guys are taking care of each other. And also, like, have a creative outlet, because the soul, like, the, not the solar, the sacral chakras. The sacral chakras, which is where creativity and sex comes from, are going to be on fire, and intimacy is going to be charged, and people are going to be really eager for commitment, which is dangerous, okay? The eagerness for commitment is dangerous right now because we enter eclipse season. So Mars goes into Scorpio on October 11th, and we officially enter eclipse season on Friday, October the 13th. And the first eclipse that we have in this season is the Libra new moon. So Libra solar eclipse, which I'm actually going to be watching in Eugene with my parents and my man, which I'm excited about. If you've never seen an eclipse and you're within reach of this one, even if it's by a couple of hours, I really, really, really recommend making it happen, because it's the most fantastic, beautiful, amazing thing you will ever see. And it's so special and so magical. But astrologically speaking, it's kind of a shit show. So we have, I just want to pull up, oh, you know what? And I wanted to say, because I have the chart in front of me for the Aries new moon, or the Aries full moon. So sorry, I'm rewinding to that Aries full moon that's coming up on September 29th. We also have a harsh connection going on between Venus and Uranus. So the planet of love and the planet of rebellion, essentially, and chaos. So like, be really careful about how you respond to, I don't know, like if your partner's a little pissy, but it's not a big deal. Focus on how you can diffuse tension and diffuse conflict, like even if you're edgy, because like there are times where I live with my boyfriend. We've been together 5 years, obviously. Like there are times where like one of us is pissy or edgy, right? And like when it's just one of us, it's fine. But if we're both pissy or edgy, like I have to be like, I gotta not be pissy back, like, and just like make that decision. So you might have to have that don't be pissy back talk with yourself. Okay, so I want to pull up the chart for the October 14th new moon eclipse, which is all about relationships, but it's up against the South Node, which is releasing. So we can be releasing relationships. We might be releasing patterns in relationships. We might be releasing old clothes that we don't want anymore, because there is an aesthetic element as well. Mercury is hanging out really close to this eclipse. And so kind of like conversations that happen on this day will have more of an impact than you think they will. So you want to be really smart about what you're saying and how you're talking to people and what your message is. And try not to gossip, because honestly, like, it's just going to get around during that time. The healing asteroid Chiron is having a little bit of a hard time, so making sure that your needs are being tended to. And then I'm not going to talk too much about that eclipse, because I actually wrote an entire article about it. It's going to be on Shondaland, and it's about how the Libra new moon eclipse, so solar eclipse, is going to affect your relationships. So those are the major aspects that I wanted to talk about when it comes to Libra season. Like, that's what's going on astrologically. Now, what Libra season stands for and what I think, you know, what I think good ways to work with that energy are is, you know, what does bring you balance? Where are you off balance? What is sort of like what habits, what, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to make this sentiment vague enough for like it to apply to everyone, but I feel like it's just getting spread thin. So, you know, just figure out like what it looks like to practice balance and create balance, but also romance is going to be really important. Connections are going to be important. Don't isolate yourself. If you're a Scorpio rising, you're like the one person, you're the one group who has like permission to kind of hide during Libra season. But everyone else, you'll need connection. Some it's going to be surface level is fine, just getting out more, even if it's like, oh, I'm going to go to the supermarket and just like look someone in the face instead of having my groceries delivered. Whatever that is, you know, it doesn't all have to be like bearing your soul. So I prepared for this, and Voodoo's in here aggressively chewing a bone, so I'm sorry if the sound is coming up. So I'm going to get a water. Hold on. Okay, so I prepared for this with just like the tiniest amount of channeling, and I have all my cards pulled for each sign already, but I have extra decks in case I want to pull more. And the deck I used, what I think it's called, like the Magic Mushroom deck. It's not super far reaching, this deck. Like, you can't get it on Amazon. I found it in some small town, in some small shop. But I can post about it. Anyway, that's not what this is about. So I'm going to talk about what I channeled first for Aries. And some of this just like came out in the way that I was drawing cards. So Aries, like, this is perfect. I meant to write absent-minded, and I shit you not, I wrote absent-minded, which if that's not a validation of like absent-mindedness, I don't know what is. And when I was pulling the tarot card, I feel like there wasn't a moment that made me decide to pull the card. I just kind of had it in my hand, which is not standard for me, but I also don't try to like force how I choose cards, but I try to pay attention to how they come up. And this one was just like suddenly there. So there's like this floaty absent-mindedness that you want to possibly watch out for. Part of that could just be needing a reset after Virgo season, and I think you should take that, but also know when to pull yourself out of it. So the card that I pulled is the Ten of Wands, which is fitting because the Ten of Wands is definitely this sort of maybe being overburdened, and so you start to get messy or burn shit down, or because there's too much on your plate, you lose the bandwidth to feel emotionally or mentally invested in everything. And so there's almost like this something's got to give type of energy that's going on there. And if you're zoning out, and that's like you're like zoning out is your survival mode, or you're fluctuating between survival mode and zoning out, figure out how to bridge that gap. Figure out what you can let go of. I'm pulling the Knight of Swords and the Ace of Cups. So There could be a new job or a new learning journey. There could also be a new connection, but a romantic one that comes into play. But, you know, as this pertains to the Ten of Wands, I really think it's important that you are scheduling time for self-care, because it does seem like you probably have too much going on right now. You're an Aries. You can't help but try to do a lot at once, but I think it's going to start to hit and it's going to start to hurt if you don't take care of yourself. And I also would just be careful of extreme sports, because with the eclipses coming so close, like with the eclipses coming in here and now this Ten of Wands, like, I don't know. I am always like, don't do any extreme sports when the eclipses are happening. Okay. So Taurus, I immediately felt like there was stuff going on with gut health and digestion. Like, I felt like my stomach was expanding with air. Even now, like, I'm starting to get this churning. So, you know, this isn't going to apply to every Taurus, but definitely make sure you're taking care of your digestive system, getting enough water, cutting out foods that don't agree with you, figuring out, like, you know, if you've been dealing with chronic gut and Voodoo just burped. I really wish she was up against the microphone. But take care of your gut, take care of your stomach, drink some nice peppermint teas. If you've been dealing with chronic issues around acid reflux or whatever, maybe have a conversation with your doctor about what you can do. Okay. Interesting. I pulled the Eight of Swords. And the Eight of Swords is kind of like, you're stuck in a situation because you're not taking control to get out of it. With the Eight of Swords too, there can be a little bit of a battle going on, and feeling stuck in a situation, but also like knowing how to get out of it and just having to make the choice to like cut ties with situations or foods that are upsetting your stomach, or assert your authority or draw your boundaries or whatever that looks like. But this sort of is a card where the solution is you and no one else. And like, that's just how you have to look at it. I pulled the Seven of Cups and the Four of Swords. Like, I'm like, I know a Taurus and I feel like I'm almost reading these cards for them. I hope this applies to everyone. So I have the Seven of Cups here, and it's like, don't become deceived by like rose colored glasses, or watch out for gaslighting people. And also with the Four of Swords here, it is don't even give it your time. The Four of Swords in this image, there's a person meditating with their eyes closed, and there's four swords laid out in front of them. Like, they know the swords are there, but they're not picking it up. So if someone throws you like a Seven of Cups, if someone throws you like a situation where you want to argue and or they want to confuse you, don't even like, just abstain. And like the same goes for gossip too. Like, any time you feel like there might be lies involved in a situation or misinformation, just pull away, because otherwise, you're going to have to deal with like some sort of repercussion. You know, sometimes I can say that word. I guess it's not right now. Repercussion. Okay, Gemini. Gemini are feeling a little covert to me right now. And I have a little bit of throat chakra stuff going on. I had throat chakra stuff with Taurus too, but it's really bad now with Gemini. And so I'm just thinking, like, you have to consider like what's going on with your voice. So, like, throat chakra activity could be like not speaking enough, feeling like you're not being heard, but also like saying too much. So really planning out your message, really planning out like what you want to say before you want to say it. And if you're feeling like hopped up or high energy or a little blurred or messy, just like be careful who you confide in, I guess is what I would say. And make sure that you're not speaking too quickly. And also like try not to get on the defense about anything. So what's nice here, so I do have this like covert Gemini energy going on, right? So it's like hanging a little bit under the radar too. I have like the Ace of Cups is the card that I pulled. So this definitely is a renaissance period. And I'm pulling the Six of Wands as well and the Two of Wands. So there's definitely a win in order, but it's not going to be simple. Like, you're going to have to strategize a little bit, whether it comes to love or work or your living situation. Like, there may be something that you have to handle, but it needs to be with strategy. Don't go into things half-cocked. Don't share your plans until they're ready to be shared. And fly a little bit under the radar so you can strategize and make sure that your confidants are trustworthy people if you do feel like you need to talk about something. Okay, so Cancer, I've got a little bit of throat chakra, throat chakra stuff in my notes, a little bit of heart chakra weight. So there's this sort of like my throat chakra is closed up and there's weight on my heart chakra and on my solar plexus, but there's like nothing to say. So it could, like, there may be just like a case of the bummers going around to some of the Cancers where sorrow comes and goes, especially with Cancers. So it's like, sorrow can be beautiful. And if you want to be like beautiful sorrow person, be a beautiful sorrow person, because the wonderful thing about Cancers is they can get very sad. The end. No, the wonderful thing about Cancers is that when they are sad and when they are emotional, it's so deep that it makes small things beautiful. And it might not always be easy to reach out and see that right away, but I feel like, I think this is just a water sign thing too, but like Cancers can be especially guilty of this, of like being a little bit in love with not pain. I'm not like trying to call you a masochist, but like being a little bit in love with the fact that without happiness, you can't have happiness without a little bit of sorrow. And sorrow can be sweet, especially if you're feeling that you're healing from something. And I do think that when it comes to this sort of energy, like there's nothing to say, there's a release, there's an acceptance in like whatever is going on, where you kind of decide like, I could try to talk about this forever, but it's not going to change anything. And maybe a little patch of sadness around that. And then, okay, what comes next? And I pulled the Queen of Cups from my mushroom deck, which is like, the happiness is coming in. The happiness wants to come in. It's going to come find you. So figure out, like, keep your heart chakra open. Keep it so open that it's not just pain it feels anymore. Keep it so open that, like, a butterfly going by you is a magical moment. And go by water. The image in this tarot deck that I'm using is this bear holding a mushroom, just like scratching its back on a tree next to this beautiful river. So if you are a Cancer and you can get near a body of water, then I absolutely think that you should do that. Ooh, I had a card fly out. We've got a loose one. Let's see. Cancer, you sloppy bitches. I got three cards popping out. popping out. Okay. I have the King of Cups, the Queen of Swords, and the Nine of Wands, which is like, whoa, it almost gave me a headache, all that energy coming through. And then I pulled the Hermit. So I feel like you're going to gravitate through extreme moments of, I feel like, intellect. Like, okay, I'm a very serious, smart person right now. And then tomorrow you're super loving and super warm and super compassionate and way less rigid, because that Queen of Swords energy can be rigid, because it's like, here's my boundaries, I want the facts, blah blah blah, like, and it's good to have that duality. And then there's the Knight of Wands, which can be sort of like this on the go energy. So I feel like there's going to be opportunities to like turn on your brain when it needs to be turned on, turn on your heart when it needs to be turned on, take care of business, and then bam, come home and be the Hermit. Lean into the rest. But I think that like Cancers actually have a chance to kill it right now. They just have to sort of like, there's like an element of compartmentalization, and I think that's fine. I don't think that's a bad thing. Okay, so when it came to Leo, my jaws got kind of tense. So I would just be careful about grinding teeth or clenching jaws or feel like carrying tension in the neck and in the hips too. I'm feeling it a little now. But then I totally like salivated. And so I think that Leos are going to be eating some really good food coming up. And I think that should be a goal for Leos. Indulge the senses. Ooh, eat some good food. Like, work with that earth energy. Lean into it. Feel good. And I also had this thing sort of come up where I thought there might be some allergies going on. Not necessarily seasonal, but like food allergies. Nothing like, I don't think anyone's going to go into like anaphylaxis or anything like that. But like sometimes when I eat avocado, the back of my throat itches, but it's not all the time I eat avocado. I don't know why. But like, what am I going to do? Not eat avocado? That's a fool's game, of course. So just, I don't know, watch out for that. And then like those little like tiny canker sores on the edge of the tongue. That feel like almost like little cuts. I would just be careful about like how food is affecting your mouth. I guess I'll say that. So the tarot card I pulled for you is strength, which I love because the tarot card associated with Leo is strength. So it's very much like you be you. It's like we're in Libra season and we were just in Virgo season, but did it really ever stop being Leo season? Does it ever stop being Leo season? It's like, no, it's always Leo season. It's always Leo season in Leo's hearts. Okay. And then I have the Knight of Pentacles, and I do feel like the Knight of Pentacles, it's kind of like, it's a pursuit of money, but it's also sort of like the investing in how you're going to make money. So it's not, I have abundance, I have all this money. You might be making a little bit more money than you were in different times of your life, but it's more about like, how do I invest in making more money? How do I invest in myself? How do I invest in my goals? And then I pulled again the Ace of Coins. So it could be, I actually know Leo who is going for their yoga certification. My words are all jumbled. It's weird. Whenever I get COVID, I get jumbly with my words and I mix words up for like weeks after I have COVID. I've had it 3 times since the pandemic started. And like, I remember the first time I noticed this, I, instead of asking my boyfriend if he was going to go to the mailbox, I asked him if he was going to go to the laundry box, and I would call like potatoes, onions, and things like that. So I just got my COVID vaccine like last week. And since I got my vaccine, that's been happening a little bit. And I'm like, that's weird. I wonder if they're related. But anyway, not to totally go on a side quest talking about vaccines, but getting back to Leo, I know Leo who is going for their yoga certification, and that sort of aligns with this investing in what you need to become a more seasoned professional or to be making money in the things that you want to do. I have the Three of Cups here. So there's also time for fun. There's time for friendship. It's not like work my ass off. It's I'm planting seeds. I'm laying down the foundations for when I do work my ass off. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to hang out with my friends, and I'm going to start this new journey, but I'm not going to worry about forcing it. I will say, like, I pulled the Wheel of Fortune as well, and the Ace of Coins. So there could be, for some of you Leos, there could be surprises in store that lead to a contract, maybe a new job, maybe a proposal, things like that. But that's not going to be every Leo. Okay, moving on to Virgo. Virgos, I think that like a spiritual reset might be in order. A cleansing period. I think that's always good at the end of a birthday season or right before a birthday season, to be honest. And if you didn't cleanse before your birthday season, then it's time to sort of have the big long salt bath and do the house cleansing, release, purge old items you don't want anymore. This is sort of like, I feel like the crown chakra and the root chakra are a little closed off. And I think that like there's just maybe too much energy collected. And it can almost feel like being in a daze. Like I feel slightly dazed. And Virgos might feel like they're moving a little bit slower. I'm like talking slower. And I don't know. Like, I am almost feeling like things are moving in slow motion, and it could be an indication that, like, it's time to go there. It's hard because it's almost like sometimes we cut off our spirituality because it becomes overwhelming. Energy becomes overwhelming, and we don't want to, like, deal with the fluctuations that come with managing, like, empathic stuff or trying to, like, figure out what messages mean when we receive them. Like, sometimes we just want to be mortal. So especially if spirituality can feel overwhelming, we tend to push it out. And I think that for Virgos, it's time to sort of, like, do a cleanse, figure out, like, you know, your psychic boundaries, even if it's just, like, when I say, like, setting psychic boundaries and I say do a cleanse, like, this does not have to be a huge ritualistic thing. It can be, I'm taking a long shower and I'm using a salt scrub. And, or, like, if you really want to go for it, I love the bath with baking soda and salt. That's great. But then, like, get a black chime candle. Just wipe it, you know, wipe it down with some salt water. You can do that in 3 minutes. You know, you can order the stuff online or you can get it, like, on your way home from work. You can do it. It doesn't have to be Virgo perfect, right? So don't go Virgo perfect. Don't put Virgo perfect expectations on yourself. Just take care of yourself. Take care of your psychic hygiene. Take care of your boundaries. Ground. Find yourself. Push everything else out. Don't let the noise come in. It's up to you. If your mind starts to get busy, say, like, no, I can't think about this right now. Take a deep breath. Distract yourself. Whatever you need. But I feel like that's a good way. That's a good place to start. Now, I did pull the Two of Cups. So it's not like you're going to be pushing everyone away. This is probably going to be a situation where you're pushing away sort of, like, outside friends a little bit more and taking perhaps a social media breather and just sort of intertwining yourself with the people who feel safe and you don't have to worry about. My secondary cards that I pulled are the Ace of Wands and the Queen of Cups. So, like, throughout this journey, the first card that I pull are the ones that I pulled in advance, and the second two I've been pulling from a separate deck, the Greek mythology deck. So you have the Two of Cups. Just bring, like, the close homies in. Bring in the people. So there's, like, give and take. So bring the people, have the people that replenish you just as much as they take around, and keep everyone else at arm's length. I have the Ace of Wands. I have the Queen of Cups. It's, like, proactively moving towards self-care, proactively moving towards self-love, snapping out of the days, like, letting stillness in, stillness and clarity. And if you have to set an intention for yourself every morning where you just say stillness, clarity, boundaries, or whatever you need, do that. And just really try to find your core and your center. And I think that is, like, then you're going to be golden. Okay. I'm just getting another drink. Libra. You also feel a little hazy, but it feels kind of dreamy. It doesn't feel like a day's, like, you haven't slept. It feels like you're daydreaming almost type of days. So there's a really nice lightness to work with. I did get a little bit of, like, feeling in my lymph nodes. So I would consider getting vaccinated. I don't want to alienate people who don't want to get vaccinated. And I don't want to get into that at all because I want to just talk about tarot cards. But if you are going to get vaccinated, then I would just do it sooner than later. Both vaccines are out. And just get it done, because I'm worried that it could be one of those things where, like, I should have done it. Actually, one of my Libra friends just had COVID. So watch out for that sickness. Watch out for the sickness. I have the Four of Coins as the mushroom card that I pulled. And I'm going to say just like, watch the spending. I know it's your birthday season and I know you love to be extra, but don't be that extra, because it's saying not, like the cards are saying not to, the energy is saying not to. And if you're listening to what the tarot lady is saying, don't overspend. Plus you're going to be getting all these presents. People are going to be buying you presents. You don't need to buy more presents. Save your money for all the Boxing Day sales the day after Christmas. Like, just think about what you're going to spend your money on. Put a little bit of money away and then give yourself a different birthday later. See, I'm speaking the Libra language. I have a lot of Libra placements. I'm basically a Libra. I'm an honorary one. I have the Chariot and I have the Nine of Cups. And this is very much like, you're going to get your good time. You're going to have your celebration. You're going to have the adoration. Like, it can be everything you want it to be your birthday season, but you have to take control of it. And you have to sort of like, in that, it's like taking control of yourself too, especially if there are disappointments. Like, you can quickly find something to feel blessed about. With a Nine of Cups, this is really nice for love. It's really nice for romance. The Chariot's also great for career stuff. So it's sort of like, where do you want to seize control? Things are working for you. Love is working for you. Your skin regimen is working for you. It's all working. What are you going to do with it? And think about that and get a little bit laser focused, because if we've got this daydreamy energy coming through, like, hey, are you here? Libras, stop daydreaming. What do you want to take control of? Like, really? And how do you approach that from a place of love and compassion and excitement? And just sit with that. Like, I'm ending the Libra reading with that. What do you want? How do you approach it from a place of love and compassion and excitement? Because you can totally get it. That was like the most that was like the most motivational speaker I've ever gone. I feel like ever. Let me know if I should be embarrassed. Okay, Scorpio. Scorpios kind of need to slow their roll, because honestly, I almost skipped over Libra to pick the Scorpio cards. In my mind, I skipped over Libra and I went straight to Scorpio. And I was like, whoa. Scorpio, I'm a Scorpio, so I can talk to us like this. Whoa, slow your roll. It's Libra's time. It's almost our time. Honestly, Libra season is like kind of chill out time. Hide if you want to. But Scorpios, like, slow your roll a little bit. I got a download that said, don't make it about you. So whatever comes up, it's probably not about you. So don't make it about you. Try to figure out, like, if conflict or something comes up, try to figure out where it's coming from, because it's not about you. Okay. Where's my other note here? Watch out for eagerness. Give other people, I was like, what did I write here? Give other people their turn to talk to. So there's like this, like, you kind of wanting to move forward, kind of this eagerness, and that can make it so that you don't necessarily hear other people, or you don't realize when it's not your turn. So just try to slow down and bring in some self-awareness. Cause I know, like, for me, if I get high energy, I have to chill, because I don't know what's happening with my self-awareness. Anyway. Okay. So I pulled two cards for Scorpio because the cards made me, because the tarot deck made me. And so I pulled the Hanged Man and the Star. So I like this because it, like, sort of takes the responsibility off of us Scorpios to take action. And it asks us to meditate on what we want and to sort of think about what comes next, but to not actually have to do any of it. So rest and do your fun hobbies that are just for you. I made pumpkin soup today with a real pumpkin that I had to, like, peel and take all the seeds out of. And it was delightful. Do stuff like that. Stay busy, because I don't think it's good to zone out and sit on the couch and watch too much TV. But like, if you're doing that while you do your nails, if you're doing that while you're knitting or making jewelry, or if you decide that you're not going to go out, but you're going to read a book, like, how can you make your downtime really low pressure? Like, don't put the pressure on yourself. Think about where you're at. Work with easy activities that invite room for introspection. So baking's great because you don't have to talk to anyone. Mani-pedis are great. You don't have to talk to anyone, but you're staying busy. Arts and crafts, you name it, do it. And just like sit with it. Watch out for eclipse season. Don't let it bully you into thinking you have to make important decisions, because it will. It will. For everyone. Okay, so with this, like the Hanged Man and the Star, it is a good time to make wishes. Just make sure you know exactly what they are. And then pulling from the Greek mythology deck, there's a Six of Swords. And then I also pulled the Seven of Swords. So with the Six of Swords, like this could mean travel, absolutely. It could mean a journey of the mind. It could mean fantasizing about going in a different direction. Go on the journey, like go on the physical trip. When it comes to changing your life, like an energy portal opens and you see how like a series of decisions could totally change your life. But they might not necessarily be good decisions that you want to like follow through on, because what you have, like, because where you're at, like you can build off of that, like that sort of thing. Like, try not to go too far off your path just because you see how you could do it. Not every intuitive vision, like not every vision that you have is one that has to be followed. Like just because you visualize like, oh, I could do this with my work, or I could do this with my living situation, or I could go over here with my love life, or I could go over here with my love life. But where are you at right now? And how is that working out for you? Because if it's good, like don't walk through the clairvoyant portal if you feel good and in control of where you're at right now. I hope that makes sense. If you really want to go through the portal, go through the portal. But I have the Seven of Swords here, and it's telling me that it's probably not going to be what you think it is. So I wouldn't make dramatic decisions right now. Like, I just wouldn't. I would think about your options very realistically, and I would think about where you're at very realistically. The Hanged Man, like, it's no bullshit. Like, you have to sit and look at where you're at. But the Star is so nice to have after that, because it's like, okay, where do you want to go? The Seven of Swords is like warning you that not every idea is a good one. Follow the good ideas and understand that you don't have to take action right now. That's more of a Scorpio season move. Right now, it's more about introspection and pulling back. And with the eclipses happening, like, just chill. Just sit on your stinger and think about what's going to happen next, okay? Actually, don't sit on your stinger. I just thought about, like, I was trying to make a cute Scorpio joke, but then, like, that's just, like, your stinger up your ass, right? But also, like, if a Scorpio stings itself, it dies. It's true. There's, like, if you put alcohol on a scorpion, like, it'll sting itself to death. Or, yeah, it's crazy. So, don't sit on your stinger. Just, like, chill. Okay. Sagittarius. Okay, Sagittarius, it was, like, a very interesting sensation that came through when I started to channel the energy, because I just felt like almost I was, like, standing on the edge of a hill, and I was wearing a wonderful dress, and my arms were stretched out, and the wind was blowing in my hair, and I could just feel like something was going to happen, but I didn't know what it was. So, Sagittarius, there's almost this, like, I can feel it in the air. I can feel the magic. Where is it coming from? like what's gonna happen, and like something exciting is waiting, and like it's just a waiting game. Like you're just in it. You have to wait. But if you feel this magic energy come up, if you feel this sort of tingling, like I know something's gonna happen, I know something's around the corner, why don't you tell the universe what you would like to see happen? Because sometimes when that energy pops up, I wonder if it's a sign of like your thoughts are manifesting, and it might be nice to just play with working with those like themes. Okay. Sagittarius. I'm just grabbing your cards. Okay. Card. Okay. For you, I pulled the Chariot, which is very much of like taking control of your situation and moving away from bullshit, I think would be a big part of it. So yeah, you like, I feel like something's coming. I feel like something's coming. I feel like something's coming, but you still have to work. And if you feel like something's coming and you've been working really hard on something for a long time, keep working on it because those things might be related. Oh, I got the Hanged Man too. Wow, I'm pulling a lot of similar cards. Like I pulled the Hanged Man and I'm shuffling. I am. I pulled the Hanged Man and then I pulled the Six of Swords as well. And there may be this sort of like feeling stuck or feeling like you can't do something because you don't have the funds to do it. Or just even sort of like feeling stuck in your financial situation, but having an idea of where you want to be. And the Six of Swords comes in and it's sort of like, we'll start moving in that direction. Like you have control over certain aspects of your path. And you just have to sort of figure out like, where can you take the reins? Where can you ask for opportunity? Where can you ask for more money? Where can you invest in yourself? Like whatever that looks like. But this is very much a situation where it's like journey in that direction. Don't be afraid to be pushy. Don't be afraid to throw your weight around. The Hanged Man suggests there could be this sort of like holding back or like relying too heavily on luck. And this is sort of like luck is there. Something is coming. There probably will be surprises, but like you can't just dick around and wait for it to happen, or like whatever it is that is coming is going to be messy. And also like I'm very much getting like be careful what you wish for vibes. Like just make sure that like you're bringing on what you have the bandwidth to bring on. Okay, so Capricorn, I just felt this sort of like open-heartedness. But I also felt this sort of like an appreciation for people who don't make life messy. Like Capricorns are just going to be like, ah, fuck yeah. Like you are not drama. Like, ah, like good. Like, yeah, you like you just like are awesome at your job and it makes my job easier. Like that, like those, like that's where Capricorn's coming from. That's how Capricorns are going to be talking throughout all of Libra season. But no, there's this very much like a deep appreciation for the people who make your life easier, for the people who don't bring mess. And there's this big, like open-hearted softiness where you want to like show appreciation for these people, and you should like show the appreciation, tell people like, you know, acknowledge, no, like everyone loves to hear it when, especially when it's a Capricorn, but when someone thinks they're awesome, but like when a Capricorn tells you that you're awesome, it's like so much better. So like, don't be weird about it, but just be like, hey, I really appreciate this about you, and people will love it. I do see a little bit of a throat closed type of thing. Throat chakra closure. So you may just get quiet. It doesn't even feel bad. It just sort of feels like not wanting to participate in things you're not invested in. And I think that's fine. Like you can sit there and look bored. Just watch out for like the rising bitch face that like every Capricorn has. And I'm a Capricorn rising, so I know. I remember when I was in high school, I was like, I've always been so nice. Like, I'm a very lovely person. And I remember in high school, like the summer after senior year, some girl that I remember seeing in the halls, but we've never spoken, was like drunk. And she was like, I cannot believe how nice you are. I always thought you were a huge bitch. And I was like, I know a lot of people do, but yes, I'm lovey. Thank you for noticing. Okay. Anyway, watch out for the rising bitch face. Okay. And then also, like, don't let yourself be an afterthought. Make sure that you're plotting out time for self-care and little treats and giving yourself like the lattes and like making your significant other rub your feet or just like whatever it is that's a little treat to yourself, even if you only have 15 minutes to do it, like figure it out. Get those 15 minutes in wherever you can. Do you hear me? Wherever you can, because you need it. Eight of Pentacles, you're going to be busy. You're going to be busy. You're going to be making boss moves. You know, that can mean anything. Boss moves could be like, oh, like I'm killing it at work. And boss moves could also be like, oh, I'm in charge of my house and I'm getting the Halloween decorations out. Like whatever like your boss move looks like, do it. It's definitely like there's some work ahead of you and you're just going to be busy like handling stuff. I also have the High Priestess for you. So I do think your intuition is going to come up and I pulled the Eight of Wands as well. And when I see those two things together, you want to watch out for like over caffeination just because it'll make you wired. I think you're going to be super sensitive to conflict and it's not going to go well at all. It's just going to make you really anxious and uncomfortable and like clammy. Like all the like social discomfort side effects, like that will all come up if conflict arises. I also think that it's just going to be really important that you're paying attention to your body language in the sense that like your posture is correct and you're not creating like crunchy shoulders and crunchy lower backs. And I feel like a tightness in my jaw and almost like the muscles that connect your jaw to your shoulders. I used to know all of the muscles when I was in massage therapy school. And now I'm like, you know, the jaw and the things that connect it to the other part. But that might get tight. So just, you know, watch out for that. The Eight of Wands too is like, I do think that even though you're going to be sensitive to conflict, I feel like you're going to be totally okay with standing up for yourself, but you'll have to take extra steps to like regulate your nervous system after conflict or even like feeling rushed. Like I would just pay super close attention to your nervous system and how it's responding to stressful days, stressful situations, all that stuff. Just breathe. Like I had to like exhale dramatically into my microphone. I could have pulled back. I could have done that exhale and pulled back, but I had to do it into the microphone. So you would do it too. Okay. Now I'm yawning and I'm like, oh, I'm almost back. Hold on. Stretch. Aquarius. I'm like, I feel like a cat that just woke up. I'm moving into Aquarius and I'm like cracking all my knuckles and I'm stretching. Just cracked my neck. If you're listening to this, why don't you give yourself a little stretch? Oscillate the ribs. Yeah. Pull your hands out in front of you. Lift up, stretch out your shoulders. Cool. That was my guided meditation. No, but take care of your body. I do think that it's also going to be important for Aquariuses to regulate their nervous system. I have that as my note for you. I wrote a word here and I don't know what it means. So I'm not going to say it. Yes. That's not for you. Sorry. I was like, what is this word? Oh, okay. I'm saving it for Pisces. But what I will say is burping. That one was for you. Burping. There was some burping going on when I was channeling it and you might be burping more. You might be burping right now. But anyway, regulate your nervous system. Pay attention to if you're burping more. Like, what's that coming from? Figure it out. So I think with Aquarius too, you're going to kind of just sort of I have the Eight of Wands. Okay. And so the Eight of Wands is like, there's a lot of shit to do, but you have the endurance to do it. So you're just going to be getting it done. And like, that's like, you're on the momentum. You're on the ride. You're not adding more to your plate. You might be figuring out how you can. You might find yourself making moves to clear space if you want to be doing something else or if you want room for something else. But this is very much like task manager, get it done. And then it might be helpful to organize like what your goals are for the next couple of weeks, what your Libra season goals are. If it's like, yeah, you do want to decorate for Halloween, pick a day, have it scheduled, and like pepper as many as you can, just blank days in your schedule so that you can just play it by ear. Because I think there is going to be so much control in your life right now, so much needing to stick to schedules and so much needing to sort of like keep the cog moving so the machine doesn't break down, that you're going to have to like, I don't know, like you're going to need a reprieve from the regimen, like from like the ritual, from the routine, from the behaviors. And so anytime you can leave blank space, take it. And also like anytime you're feeling impulsive and you have the energy to do it, just do it. Don't go overboard. So like if it's Thursday night and you feel like getting dinner and drinks with your best friend after work and they want to do it too and you have the energy to do it and the motivation's there, don't talk yourself out of it, but like don't have too many drinks. Like get home in a reasonable hour. Make sure you can fully rest in between. That type of thing. Follow the impulses if you have the energy to follow through on them. I have the Seven of Coins here. Watch your spending. Don't make big purchases if you can help it, especially if they're related to the ego. If it's like, this is a really great bag. Like, I get it. I've bought the expensive bags before. You can't do it all the time. You can do it some of the time. I'm going to tell you the same thing I said to Libra. If there's something you want and it's expensive, don't buy it now. Wait until it goes on sale around the holidays. And if you have to put some money for yourself in the holiday budget, Boxing Day is great for sales as well. Like, don't spend the money now. Spend it later because you may realize you don't want it anymore, or you might want something else that's like the same price, but it's different. Like, I don't think you're going to be happy with any big purchases you make right now. Ooh, and I just pulled the Ten of Swords and this bitch in the card, she's got her finger lifted up. She's like, uh-uh. And so like, you got to do that to yourself when you want to make the big purchases. Even if you have the money, wait, you like, there's something else that wants you to buy it. There's like a soulmate. There's something else that wants you to be the proud owner of. Just wait. You'll know what it is when you see it. Okay. Pisces, when I started to channel you, I felt like so much warmth going down my throat and like into my chest and into my stomach. Like I was drinking gold. Like when you take like a deep drink, not like of like a good whiskey, not an abrasive one, one that just like as it travels down, it just... it just like warms your chest. Tea does it too. Like when you can feel the actual hot tea, the warmth of it traveling down your esophagus, like, I don't know, drinking gold. So I would almost like visualize that in your meditations, like gold coming in through your crown chakra, through your third eye, but also through your mouth and like down your throat chakra. I feel like we should all be visualizing this, but Pisces is what's inspiring it. So I'm going to give Pisces credit and just like go, you know, like it's so nice. It's so warm. And the note that I had is like, drink up what warms you. Let your cup be super full. Let it run over. Share it with other people. But really, really, really like savor sweet moments. Quiet moments, spiritual moments, like heated moments, excited moments, yummy food, like, it feels like I'm in a hot tub right now. Like it's lovely. And this might be a good time to work with pyrite or gold stones or candle magic or fire. But he, I feel like, is going to be just like really energizing for Pisces. Now, My throat starts to get dry and scratchy, like when I've just been talking for an hour straight. Okay. So for the cards that I pulled the Four of Wands and the Seven of Wands. And so it's kind of like you're going to want to be doing stuff. You know that there's stuff you have to do, but you also know that you don't have to do it right this moment. So you're going to kind of sit down and hang out and rest and enjoy it and like drink in all the stuff that makes you feel warm. But then you're going to be like, oh man, I got to do all this stuff. And then kind of like rush around to do it. And I like honestly like feel like that's very Pisces and I don't know a way around it because the cards aren't saying, oh, you need to be putting discipline in, and the energy is not saying, oh, you need to be putting discipline in. But I would just sort of like bring an awareness to like how much you are pulling back, and like if you know there's something to do, like by the second or third time you remind yourself to do it, like pull yourself out of like the dreamy state. Or like if you know you have something to do and you're estimating how long it's going to take you to do it, remember that you're bad at that and add 25 to 30% more time. So if you're like, it's going to take me an hour to do this, add 20 more minutes. Like, I think that's the answer, like 20 to 25 minutes. Oh, 20 is probably fine. I mean, like, who cares? Like, just pick extra time and apply it. Okay. The Wheel of Fortune, there's something unexpected that wants to come through. It might not be good and bad. Honestly, there's going to be both. So you're going to have good stuff come through. You're going to have bad stuff come through. You just have to roll with it. There's like, you're not going to have a whole lot of control right now. You're just not. You got to ride the waves. And honestly, like it's a good time for you. Like mostly everything wants to be warm and everything wants to be good and you're going to flow through it and it's going to be great. But there'll be hiccups and there will be celebrations, and just, you know, roll with them and appreciate them. Know that you're smart. My final card that I am pulling is the Queen of Swords. You got this. Thank you for hanging out with me while we talk about Libra season. I will be back next week. I have a really great interview coming up with my friend Alex, who was just visiting me in Portland. And kind of the reason why I didn't record this last week, because I recorded with him, but I wanted to release this first. But he just released a great, fucking great album that I recommend you listening to. His band is called Hologram Fatigue, and like Alexa will play it if you just say, Alexa, play Hologram Fatigue, and it's everywhere. And I've probably listened to it 10 times, and it came out during the new moon. It came out during the Virgo new moon, because I remember he and I talked about it. Like I pulled charts to help him out, but it's so good. It's so good to just like do yoga to meditate to. I'm going to recommend it to all of my clients who need like meditation music recommendations, because it's really great. And so I'm excited to be talking with him. You'll hear that next week. If you have anyone that you want me to bring on the show, let me know. If you have anything interesting to talk about, let me know. I've got articles coming out all the time. Shondaland.com. astrology.com, daily horoscopes. The newsletter is delivered right to your door. You can always book a personal reading with me as well. I'm going to say though, like on a good day, I can book someone usually like 2 weeks out, but a lot of the times it's a month out. So just keep that in mind that you usually won't be able to catch me like right away. Rainbowglitterstar.com. I'm going to be revamping the shop soon. And I think that's it. Instagram, Rainbow Glitter Star, the Glitter Cast for this podcast. All right. Well, I hope eclipse season doesn't hit you too hard. I hope you are starting to catch your breath after those retrogrades. And I hope you get to see a cute animal tomorrow and it makes you smile, and that it rains while you're sleeping, but you can hear it in your subconscious. And so it makes you have really nice dreams. And then you wake up and there's a rainbow. And then we all collectively learn that unicorns are real and they're going to fix global warming. Okay. All right. Goodbye. The weather girl.